But more importantly, I have two really interesting people here today. I've got Claire Rankin and Vanessa Hay, and Vanessa Kelly and Claire Rankin, because they've just been voted, or they're in the top 100 UK women in cycling. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Very nice to have you here. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the 100 women in cycling? Why have you been voted in for that? Come on, who's going to answer? Let's go with Vanessa.
It's not perhaps quite the accolade that one might think. You have to be nominated, and I was nominated by my manager. And I think it probably is because he recognises that I'm really passionate and committed to what I do. And
so, Vanessa, you are a senior project officer, is that right, for the cycling projects at Cambridgeshire County Council?
I am,
oh,
yes.
Right, good.
And I also work on Greater Cambridge Partnership projects, so the two things, yeah.
And then Claire, and what's your role in this? Why have you been voted in?
So, again, I got nominated by a different manager, but I used to work at the City Council as a cycling walking officer for nearly 15 years. And I just recently, in the last year, changed jobs, actually, because for a while I worked both the City and the County Council, and now I'm full-time at the County Council. Like Vanessa, I'm in the cycling team. And I also, I work on the City Access in the Greater Cambridge Partnership, so I'm kind of focused more on that.
And how did you both get into the cycling area of Cambridgeshire County Council? Vanessa, how did you get into it? I mean, I assume you're a cyclist.
Oh, I'll say.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want the long version or the short version?
I think we'll have to go for the short version.
Version, okay. I've always cycled, passionate about it, even when there wasn't a single cycle lane in the UK. I went and lived in Holland because I felt that it was a good place to bring up my two daughters. The freedom that being able to cycle safely everywhere is just something I really value. We came back to Cambridge and I got involved in campaigning, so with CamCycle for a number of years. And then I worked on some cycle challenges, workplace cycle challenges, to try and encourage more cycling to work. And it was on the back of that that I got the job at the County Council working, you know, on particular projects. So we deliver infrastructure, we build the cycle lanes primarily, but we also do quite a bit of sort of promotion and strategic type work as well.
And Claire, is that the same for you? Well, not exactly the same, but
similar. Yeah, I suppose I got into cycling as a student in Norwich. It's just the easiest way to get around, basically. That's why I never had a car. I didn't particularly like driving or being driven, even really. And it's just the easy way of getting from A to B. And I lived in London. Again, having a car was made life more difficult in many ways. And I joined the cycling campaign in London because it's not very pleasant to cycle on roads with very busy traffic, and sometimes it feels unsafe. So I felt very strongly about having good cycle infrastructure. And I worked in local government, but not in cycling. And then when I came to Cambridge, I sort of got my dream job, really, because it's something that I believe very strongly in. And I've gone from there.
So I suppose, do you think attitudes to cycling have changed since you've been doing your job? Do you think things have got better, or do you think things have got worse for cycling in Cambridge? Who wants to answer that?
I don't mind. I think things have improved for cyclists in Cambridge and nationally. I think it used to be very, I don't know, niche market almost. You know, you were a bit weird if you cycled. I mean, not so much in Cambridge, but certainly in London still. And I think in Cambridge it was something that lots of people did, but wasn't really taken seriously as a mode of transport. And I think that's changed definitely in the last 10 to 15, 20 years. And that there's a lot more funding behind it. And people recognise that just putting a few signs up here and there isn't going to really change things, and that we need to, you know, going to look at women in cycling, getting women cycling, especially when they've got young children they want to take with them, is making things safer, getting cycle routes away from traffic segregation and making people feel safe enough to get on their bikes all the way through their lives, you know, whatever's happening.
And so when you find that towns are building more car parks, is it very exasperating to hear that? Do you feel that maybe instead of car parks they should be building bike parks? And I mean, what about the Ofo and Santander bikes in London and in Cambridge? Do you think that must be a good sign, because there was quite a sort of resistance at the beginning, wasn't there, about Ofo bikes and just being dumped on the high street? But it's not really made, you know, enormous amount of work for people. Do you think that's been encouraging, having Ofo bikes around?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I like seeing them around. I mean, I know there are issues with some of them being vandalised, but I haven't personally experienced too much in the way of, you know, sort of pathways being blocked by, you know, abandoned bikes and so on. Mm. I think it does make it easier for, you know, temporary visitors to the city to see lots of people cycling. Oh, there's a yellow bike I can use too.
And so, Vanessa, your passion, it says here, is working in on innovative cycleway design. So high quality segregated cycleway schemes as on an arterial routes connecting Cambridge and city centre. Has that been a huge struggle for you, or do you find that it's a constant struggle anywhere in any city to get more and more cycle routes?
I think people in Cambridge are open to the idea because such a high proportion of people cycle for both work and leisure. I think there's a balance to be struck between putting in infrastructure and, you know, sort of not damaging the environment and, you know, taking on board, you know, the strength of local feeling. And I think over recent years we've learned a few lessons on that one, and we're now trying to work on schemes in a sort of bottom-up approach right from the beginning. You know, a bit of co-production, getting people involved in the design, the initial ideas, and then taking them along for the journey. And I think that, you know, we have learned the hard way that is the best way of getting a really good scheme and getting, you know, people on board. And on that basis, we can roll out more schemes. So I
suppose taking people out of the car and putting them on a bike, you've got to make them feel quite safe that it is okay to cycle without worrying about fast cars. But the other thing I wanted to ask you was the inevitability of electric cars coming in. Do you think that's going to be a hurdle, or do you think that's going to be good for cycling?
There was a report I was reading about just this week saying that, you know, electric cars, are they that good a solution? They're just going to be, you know, one more car on the road adding to congestion. Mm. So I don't personally see it as a great answer. It is an answer. Mm. There are obviously people out there who are not able to cycle. No, as a committed cyclist, you wouldn't really think.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you can have electric bikes.
Yeah.
I think for pollution, say electric buses is the really important one. So I think having electric buses, good public transport with good cycling schemes is key.
And just, what's been a constant theme through all your challenges is, you know, trying to stay on target and push for cycling. Have you found very surprising resistance to anything that you want to build or do when it comes to cycling and projects? Have there been sort of surprises along the way about people resisting a cycling, you know, challenge?
Then it's not surprising. I think, you know, people in Cambridge feel strongly about their environment and they're well informed and you know, can argue their cases very well, but you know, we understand and appreciate that and want to work with them. You know, for instance, I'm working currently on a Dutch style roundabout where pedestrians and cyclists will have priority over each arm of the roundabout, priority over motor vehicles. And I think, you know, initial reaction from people who perhaps aren't familiar with that sort of roundabout from going to Holland think it sounds quite dangerous, but it's all about good design, slowing vehicles down on the approaches and the exits so that, you know, they've got time to react to what's happening amongst pedestrians and cyclists. So that's quite an exciting project. It will be the first one in the UK.
Sounds fantastic. I really hope that happens.
I think that's the thing is that, you know, when it's something new, people are nervous of it, and you know, lots of people don't like change, and it's a sort of perception that perhaps things are unsafe, but actually when they're on the ground, we often find that, you know, people quite like them, and it sort of all settled in, and actually it is safe. But.
And the other thing I noticed, I saw a lady yesterday, and some people really don't know how to cycle, they haven't been brought up to cycle, but I saw a lady yesterday, she had stabilizers on each side. And I thought that was fantastic because it enables you to be on a bike, and it doesn't matter if you have stabilizers. I mean, you were saying about stigmas and bikes and that, but I always think it's really good. I mean, stabilizers are like having a three-wheel bike, isn't it? I mean, it's all those things to take consideration because a lot of people don't know how to cycle or never been brought up to cycle. So that's another hurdle, isn't it?
There are lots of different types of bikes in Cambridge now, not just cargo bikes and tricycles, but adapted bikes, so disabled people can cycle as well. And there's a great organisation in Milton called We Can Bike Too that has a lot of adapted bikes, runs events, and generally encourages disabled people to try them out.
I mean, some people find it easier to cycle than walk. They actually makes them more mobile in some ways. Yeah.
And do you find then this whole setup and how Cambridge are doing really well, do you think it's a basis for helping other cities in the UK, or do you think other cities in the UK are doing equally as well as Cambridge?
I think Cambridge is pretty unique. And I mean, we're quite similar in numbers of cyclists and sort of compared to other modes of transport. We're up there with quite a lot of Dutch cities, so we're quite a long way ahead in that sense from other cities in the UK. Even Oxford, it's nowhere near Cambridge numbers.
That's surprising, isn't
it? So, I was quite surprised by that.
It's a bigger city.
Yeah, Oxford is bigger, but
they have a lot more sort of buses.
They do.
Right. And I've got the rosette here. This is the Cycling UK's 100 Women in Cycling. It's gorgeous. Did you get to meet the other 98 women who were voted in this year?
No. Unfortunately, sadly, it was in Manchester and neither of us could make it.
Oh,
right.
I was on holiday. I was a bit annoyed.
So are you using this prestigious award? Are you actually moving and grooving in a different way now and saying we're part of a 100? I mean, that must have been fantastic to be voted in.
Yeah. It's a really nice feeling. I think Cambridge is lucky. We've got a fairly good balance of men and women cycling, but I know that that's not the case elsewhere, particularly in London, where they've put in fantastic infrastructure. But they, you know, there's quite a way to go to get equal numbers of men and women cycling there and elsewhere.
Well, Vanessa Kelly and Claire Rankin voted Cycling UK's 100 Women in Cycling. Very lovely to meet you, and I admire all what you do for cycling around Cambridge and hopefully the UK. You never know, you'll be working on that too. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.